So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and today 9 of Part 1. Now, everybody's different and everybody will approach this exercise in a different way, of course. But I know for many people from experience in the past that many people have a certain amount of fear, understandable fear, in terms of sort of breathing in discomfort or an idea of discomfort. And equally, many people have an idea, especially if they don't experience a great deal of happiness in their life, of actually breathing out or giving away a sense of happiness. Again, if you think about it, this makes a lot of sense as to why we might feel this way. But especially in this first part of Heart Series 2, then, you know, if you think about it, the visualization is of yourself. So at the very worst, you're breathing into something which is already within yourself. Those, whether it's their thoughts, whether it's emotions, something physical. So it's not as though you're taking on something additional. You're simply learning how to breathe in, how to have a greater amount of acceptance towards that aspect of yourself. So there's really kind of nothing to fear there, actually. The only fear may come from that we've always been a little bit anxious or a little bit nervous about moving closer towards those aspects of ourself that might kind of scare us in some way, or that might leave us feeling unsettled in some way. So this is a really good opportunity, actually, to become a little bit more familiar with those feelings that we might have sort of resisted in the past. At the other end of the scale, there's perhaps not feeling worthy of receiving a sense of happiness, a sense of kindness, a sense of ease. Again, it never ceases to amaze me how often people say they struggle, actually, even in this part, to share a sense of kind of happiness with themselves, with that image in the visualization. But this gives you the opportunity to get comfortable with the idea that actually we all deserve that sense of happiness. No matter where we are in life, no matter what we've done, no matter where we're going, there is an innate underlying sense of happiness, fulfillment and contentment that is there for each and every one of us to experience. We just need to sort of remind ourselves what that feels like. So don't worry if you're at either end of the scale there. As we go through Heart Series 2, I think more and more you'll start to feel comfortable with these ideas. But for now, on to the exercise itself. If you just take a moment to settle yourself in the chair, to get comfortable, remember, eyes open, aware of the space around you. And when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out-breath, just closing the eyes, becoming more aware of the weight of the body, the contact between the body and the chair. And just taking a minute or two to settle in to the space around you. And just bringing the attention back to any physical sensations now. Noticing if the body feels particularly tired or tight, or whether it feels particularly energetic and loose. But just taking the time to scan down from head to toe, and at the same time just check in with your emotions, just to see what kind of emotion is predominant at the moment. And then just pausing momentarily, just to be clear about your motivation, your intention today, whether that's in line with the ideas of the exercise. And just recognizing how you feel as an individual, how that impacts those around you. If you're happy, if you're calm, if you're clear as an individual, how that inevitably has to benefit those around you. And now just letting the attention shift to the breath, to that rising and falling sensation. Remember, if you find it easier, you can count these as they pass. Or you can just simply rest your attention on that rising and falling sensation. So continuing to be aware of the breath, the inhalation, the exhalation. Just noticing how that image now naturally comes to mind. Notice how you visualize yourself, whether that's changed at all over the last 8 or 9 days. And just watching now as that exchange begins, remember if you find it helpful to maintain your focus, just using the idea of that very light grey smoke, the idea of sunlight being part of that exchange. And as you begin, just being clear about what it is that you would most like to let go of, you'd most like to have removed, and likewise, what you would most like that to be replaced with. And just following that exchange, don't worry if the mind wanders off. It will do from time to time. But as soon as you realize it's wandered, just gently coming back to that image in the mind and the sensation of the breath. And when it looks as though the exchange is sort of complete, as though you really couldn't look any happier at all, simply let go of the image. And just let the mind do whatever it wants to do. And now just bringing the attention back to the physical senses, in particular noticing the weight of the body, the points of physical contact, the sounds, as you just gently open the eyes again, fully aware, conscious, present, how you feel. Aware of your intention to be mindful throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair and have a stretch. So, tomorrow, of course, is day 10 of part 1. So we've almost made it to the end of the first part. Tomorrow, I'd like to look a little bit more at sort of what's coming up and where this is leading. But I think it's really important just to recognize how qualities like empathy, understanding and compassion towards ourselves, just how important those are. You know, it's so easy to be very judgmental towards oneself, to be very critical towards oneself, to feel as though we're not deserving of a patient mind, of a happy mind, of a quiet mind, whatever it might be that we'd really kind of like. But that's the beauty of this exercise. It reminds us of those things. It shows us that actually we have the ability to transform potentially quite disturbing or even sort of overwhelming sort of emotions and actually change them into a greater feeling of well-being. We get to understand in those moments of difficulty. We get to empathize with others around us. So it has that value, but also it shows us that we can actually transform these emotions into something quite different. So I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 10 of part 1 of Heart Series 2.